With that, we will move to agenda item 11, environmental and health issues. And I will ask for the chair of the scientific committee to report, and we will stop after each section and get comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will then start reporting on the workshop on climate change. And Mr. Chair, you will recall that we have been planning to hold a follow-up workshop to our first workshop on climate change that were held in 1996. I am pleased to report that the workshop was held at the University of Siena, Italy, in February this year. The workshop made a number of valuable recommendations for further research, and these have been endorsed by the committee as a whole. And you can see those on pages 60 to 61 of our report. All of our recommendations are important, but I would like to draw your attention to those recommendations of immediate relevance for the Commission and member governments. The committee recommended that IWC member countries and relevant organizations to take potential effects of climate change on cetaceans seriously and include these considerations in relevant conservation management initiatives, including implementation of emission control. The committee emphasized the great value of long-term data sets and recommended that funding be provided to ensure their continuation. In particular, the committee recommended emphasis on studies which allow comparison between contrasting regions where data on a wide range of ecosystem components were available. Finally, Mr. Chair, you will see towards the end of page 61 that the committee requested that the Commission urges policymakers, regulators, and others involved in cetacean management to consider tertiary effects on climate change via appropriate risk assessment approach and recommend that management plans are devised to address these impacts in addition to primary and secondary impacts. Here, Mr. Chair, I would like to add that primary effects are direct effects on cetaceans from climate change. Secondary effects are indirect effects cooperating through ecosystems. And tertiary effects are change in the anthropogenic use of the ecosystem that might impact the cetaceans. I apologize for the noise at my side here during this presentation, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.